So, welcome all the devotees, and we have on the internet 51 devotees watching. Santa, she's local, and Lokatma Das from Honduras, Haribo, and from Panama we have Shama Chandra, and those are the ones that have logged on. We are here to discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam, the fifth canto, subtitled The Creative Impetus, chapter 14, The Material World as the Great Forest of Enjoyment. And today's verse is number 19, is that correct? Let us invoke auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The prose verse, Kvachichta Dushahena Kayabhyantara Vihina Grihita Saraswa Kutumbaya Krudyati. Since there's only a few words, let's do the synonyms. Please repeat. Kvachit cha. And sometimes. Dusahena. Unbearable. Kaya. Abhyantara. Vanina. Because of the fire of hunger and thirst. Within the body. Grihita Sara. Whose patience is exhausted. Svakatumbaya. Unto his own family members. Krudyati. He becomes angry. Translation, if you would please repeat. Sometimes due to bodily hunger and thirst, the conditioned soul becomes so disturbed that he loses his patience and becomes angry with his own beloved sons, daughters and wife, thus being unkind to them. He suffers all the more. And now the purport by the ISKCON founder Acharya, our beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. We should always remember that we're studying the Bhaktivedanta purports. Purport. Srila Vidyapati Thakur has sung, Tatala Sai Kati Vari Bindu Sama Sutamitta Ramani Samaje. The happiness of family life is compared to a drop of water in the desert. No one can be happy in family life. According to the Vedic civilization, one cannot give up the responsibilities of family life, but today, everyone is giving up family life by divorce. This is due to the miserable condition experienced in the family. Sometimes, due to misery, one becomes very hardened toward his affectionate sons, daughters, and wife. This is but part of the blazing fire of the forest of material life. And that ends Srila Prabhupada's purport for today. Trinadapi sunichena tarad iva sahishnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. On my Skype address, I have this saying that the greatest thing I have ever learned in life is that one should try to be humble. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us in the Adi Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj is explaining, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining, that Trinadapi Sunichena Tarod Iva Sahishnuna Kirtaniya Sadahari. And again, Lord Chaitanya explains that in the final chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole chapter is dedicated to the Shikshastakam prayers. And the explanation, both explanations, that we must always be meek and humble, always, not sometimes, always, and more tolerant than a tree. The tree tolerates the rain, like last week we had so much rain, we all took shelter, but where would the trees go for shelter from the pounding rain? And then there was blistering winds. When it's too windy, we also take shelter somewhere. But the tree just simply has to tolerate. People come, pick the leaves, the flowers, the twigs, branches, or even more horribly, cut down the tree, or a lusty young couple will carve their initials like a tattoo into the body of the tree. Bobby loves Susie. Haribo. But the tree does not protest. The tree does not protest. Even Lord Chaitanya says that even if the tree is dying from thirst, the tree does not protest. So this meditation, sometimes in my preaching, people will ask, do you do meditation? I go, yes, we do tree meditation. And then I explain this meditation of Lord Chaitanya, because it's so vital for our spiritual lives, this third Shikshastakam prayer, because we must be humble, meek, more tolerant than a tree, ready to give respect to everyone, and not concerned about others respecting me. That's not my concern. But my concern is to respect everyone. Then it will be possible to easily and always chant the holy name. And chanting the holy name, that is our movement. I was speaking about this Saturday night at my friend Krishna Kumar's house, that we are the Hare Krishna movement. We should always remember, our movement is centered around chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's, we want to be always in that mood, always hearing and chanting, always. And in order to do that, I have to remain meek and humble and tolerant. So in today's verse, Shukadeva Goswami, continuing with his description of the material world as a great forest of enjoyment, but actually it seems like it's a great forest of suffering. There's not a whole lot of enjoyment being described in this chapter. It appears like enjoyment, but actually, if you follow along, seems like it's simply kicking and suffering. Like even today, dusahena, unbearable. Sometimes it gets like that. Conditions in this material world become unbearable. Still, Krishna is advising us, tams titikshasva, just try to tolerate. But sometimes, it so happens, it's unbearable. The fire of hunger and thirst within the body, we all experience that, Janmastami. Right? 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What? It's only 2 o'clock? Oh my God. Then you look at your clock again. It's only 2:15? seems like 12 years or more. Then you look at your clock again. 2:45. I can't go another step. And there's that temple commander. He wants me to do this, 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 and this. I can barely lift my arms and legs. And here comes that temple commander. He wants me to do... Oh, my God. It's only 4 o'clock. How will I make it to midnight? But then, before you know it, oh, my God, it's 11:30. Hurry, ball! And what has happened when 12:30 comes, it's time for the feast, all of a sudden, you know, I'm not so hungry. I went through the whole day suffering like anything, and then all of a sudden, yeah, okay, I'll eat, but it's not like, it's just a whole big thing. Grihita Sara, whose patience is exhausted, that certainly happens in household life. Anyone who's a householder has experienced that. Patience becomes exhausted. You become impatient with the wife, and the wife most definitely gets impatient with you. Why wasn't this done? I told you to do this 2 days ago. Why wasn't this done? Anybody can agree with me with that? Has that been your experience? Been my experience? Still, we become impatient with the children, and we become impatient with ourselves too. That we wake up and we realize, wow, I'm still in this rotten condition. I haven't improved. I've been working like an ass for so many years, and I'm still at that stupid, stinking job, and I'm still doing that same thing, and I'm not getting anywhere. I still live in this stinky two-bedroom apartment. Everybody else has a house. Everybody else has 3 cars. And here I am, stuck on the 405, going to that stupid job. We become impatient even with ourselves. And then Krujati becomes angry. And Krishna asserts in the Bhagavad Gita, anger will certainly come, right? It all began with what? Contemplating the objects of the senses. You contemplate the objects of the sense, you become attached. I want that. And then lust. But Krishna points out in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Dushparen Analenacha. That lust is never to be satisfied, and it burns like fire. That's the problem with lust. We make a compromise. We say, let me just satisfy this lusty desire. Okay, go ahead. But in the end, you will be frustrated, and that frustration will lead to anger. Anger after frustration. Krishna points out in chapter 2, there's a progression. Boom, 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 bada bing, bada boom. And at the end, you are suffering. Completely bewildered. Suffering. Jayapataka Maharaja ke. Completely suffering. My favorite example is the story of Yayati. And it's very interesting how the Shukadeva Goswami explains the sex life of Yayati. They even use the word that Yayati's sex life was transcendental happiness. Somehow or other, don't ask me to explain that. But so Yayati, when he was lecturing or speaking to his wife, Devayani, he was also lamenting. He had enjoyed nicely for so many years. So he told the story of the he-goat and the she-goat, which was actually his own life. And he explained to his wife, Devayani, their own life story in terms of a he-goat and a she-goat. The whole purpose was to come to the point of detachment, renunciation. And Yayati said that I have been enjoying this sex life for so long, but the desire never goes away. Never. So Yayati said, voluntarily, you have to just give it up. There is no such thing as, let me just satisfy this desire, and then I'll be happy. No. That's the meaning of Dushparain Analenacha. I satisfy one lusty desire, and then tomorrow, a new one props up. Oh, Maya says, oh, you enjoyed, that was good. Now, let's do this new lusty desire. And then they'll say, okay, this one more, good. It's like, you know, one more rasgula, okay. One more gulabjamin, okay, one more. And then, So, Yayati was saying, I've been enjoying this sex life for so many hundreds and hundreds of years, still the desire is unsatisfied. So Yayati said, therefore, one has to just give it up. And that's what we do when we surrender at the time of initiation. That's what we do. We say, all right, that's it. No more. No more illicit sex. No more intoxication. No more meat eating. No more gambling. Mental speculation. No more. Stop it. Finish. Cold turkey. Haribo! And then you get, if you agree to that, then you get some strength. Then we learn from Rupa Goswami, Sat Krishna Nama Charitari Sitatya Vidya, that the chanting of the holy name is sweet, like sugar, sweeter than sugar, madhuram madhuram, the most sweetest thing. There's nothing sweeter than the holy name of Krishna. But the problem is, all of us have a disease called jaundice. The jaundice of ignorance. The jaundice of material identification. And that's what Krishna addresses right at the start of Bhagavad Gita. Like a doctor, Krishna immediately begins the surgical operation in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. Gauranga Haribo! Krishna begins applying the surgery by immediately telling Arjuna, you are not this body. You are spirit soul. But this avidya, the jaundice of ignorance, makes it very difficult to taste the sweetness of Krishna's holy name. Just as in regular jaundice that someone gets, the jaundice makes it practically impossible to taste anything sweet. But the problem is, sugar is the cure for jaundice. That's the material world, folks. The very thing that's the cure, we don't like it. We detest it. The very thing that's the cure. But Rupa Goswami said, but that's all right. Understand that the cure for the disease of ignorance is the sweet name of Krishna. But it's too bitter. I don't like to chant. I don't like it. Too bad. Take your medicine. But I don't like it. Shut up. Take the medicine. So you begin chanting, even though you don't like it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You'd start taking the medicine, immediately you're starting to get cured, little bit. So the next day, you're a little cured, now it's not so bitter. Anyone ever taken golden seal, drink golden seal tea? Not very sweet, is it? No, I remember when I had those boils in Brooklyn Temple. Golden seal, yeah, there's a big difference between golden seal tea and, you know, your herbal teas that you get in Govinda's. It's a big difference. So that golden seal is purifying your blood, so it's bitter. So Krishna's holy name in the beginning, although it is the sweetest because of jaundice, the sweetness is not perceived. But you force yourself, I must take my medicine. Hare Krishna. Now, little by little, I'm taking the medicine, I'm getting cured. And little by little, it becomes less bitter. And little by little, I begin to taste, I like this chanting. Let me chant some more. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Day by day, Rupa Goswami says, day by day, you are curing the disease at the root. Mula. That's the key. Not blowing on the boil. No, get to the root of the problem. Get to the root. Same way, whether it's in household life, temple life, whatever. When you have a problem, the key is get to the root of the problem. What is the real problem? Years ago, when I was vice president, Suvasana, I think, Govinda Dutt, some devotees came from Europe, and they were giving us some seminar, week-long seminar. So they were teaching us various practices in terms of management. One of the things that I really appreciated was this concept they taught us that analyze whose problem is it. When a situation occurs, first you analyze who owns the problem. Is it my problem? Is it the other person's problem? Who owns the problem? That's the first thing you do. And then from there, you get to the root and you solve your problem. I found that to be very, very helpful in my preaching, in counseling, in my own life. Always analyzing whose problem is it. And then my point here is get to the root of the problem. Don't solve it ephemerally. Come, go to the root. What is the real root cause? As Vyasadeva said to Narada Muni, we read in First Canto that Vyasadeva approached Narada and said, please find out the root cause of my despondency. That's intelligent. What is the root cause? So that's Krishna consciousness. And basically the root cause is material bodily identification. Therefore, chanting, hearing, reading Prabhupada's books will always solve the problem. I've found in my life, if I have a big problem, I take a time out. When you have children, when the children are too much disturbing, you tell them, okay, you're going to take a time out. That means no playing, you just take a time out. So I do that with my mind. When my mind and my world is unraveling, I say, it's time to take a time out. And what is that time out? I don't see nobody. I don't talk to nobody. It's just me, Prabhupada, Krishna, and the holy name. And we're not leaving this room until we find a solution. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And I have found it just takes, maybe it'll take a day, 2 days, 3 days, but if I really seriously chant and refer to Prabhupada's books, the answer will be clear as a bell. Usually, it's like I'll sleep on it. I'll spend the day hearing and chanting, and then in the morning when I wake up, it's like right there in the tip of my tongue. Dummy, here's your answer. Give up sense gratification. That's a good place to start. You stop your sense gratification. So, this chanting, we should always remember, if it's bitter, if you don't like it, it just simply means the disease of the avidya, ignorance, has crept in. So just take the medicine, chant the holy name, use the tongue, the lips, the teeth, if you have them, and chant the holy name. Everybody! So Prabhupada quoted this line from Vidyapati, Tata Lasayakati Vari Bindu Sama, Sutta Mitta Ramani Samaj. Very similar to that line in that song by Govinda Das. Komala Dala Jala Jivana Tala Mala, Vajahu Hari Pada Niti Rai. That we are searching the Lord Chaitanya's whole principle. Because we're spirit soul, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we actually require a huge reservoir of pleasure. But the problem with material sense gratification, the problem is it's just a drop. But Lord Chaitanya says, I give you a taste of the full nectar. But in material life, whether it be sex or whatever, it's just a little insignificant drop. It's not the full taste. That's the problem. We fall in love, or we do get a job and this and that, and it's good for a little while, and then the day comes, it goes away, it's gone. Everything in the material world winds up to be an illusion, a dream. There was some hint, there was some promise, oh, now I'm going to enjoy, this is it, we've hit the big time, but after some time we realize, is that all there is? There was a song like that, is that all there is? Yes, that's exactly the material world. It is that all there is? But if you want something beyond, is that all there is? Come to the Hare Krishna movement and begin chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Alright, do we have any questiones? Preguntas? Anybody? That's it? Are you satisfied? All right. Then if there's nothing further, then I guess we can proceed to our next item of devotional service, which is most difficult. Oh, today's a half-day fast. Oh, we got a question. Go ahead. Here's what you do. If you get angry, you have to Krishnaize it. I'll show you an example. Happens to all of us. Driving in our car and somebody cuts us off. Hare Krishna! You see it? So Krishnaize it. Because it's just to negate it. No, that emotion is going to be there, but Krishnaize it. Just like if you're going to sneeze, Achutta! So everything can be Krishnaized. What do you think? Good. Glad you like that. Welcome aboard. Anything else? Alright. Thank you very much. All glories to the great forest of material enjoyment. We had a total of 62 devotees online. Somebody from Honduras, somebody from Castaic, somebody from Toronto, Long Beach, Nevada, and I told you about them all. All devotees online, Haribol, Haribol.